Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Hello, and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we really might be outdoing ourselves with because it's the Halloween special, baby! I am Jack Skellington, if you cannot tell, and Booger is zero, and The Nightmare Before Christmas was my favorite movie. I would watch it, like, literally in the middle of the summer when I was sick from school. Booger, please stop moving. You're really, this is a beautiful shot. Booger hates this mask. But her costume was the inspiration for this episode. Okay, we can take this off now that you, she fucking hates this, but she'll be here in spirit. We'll put it on her tail. Great. If you guys are new, before we get into the Halloween special, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as subscribe to youtube.com/Chris so you can catch the video portions of this. And you won't want to miss this one. We put a lot of effort into the set. We put a lot more effort into this episode than we probably have all season. But I'm super excited. We have some spooky voicemails from you guys. We are going to be ranking some Halloween fall themed things. I'm kind of nervous for that one. And then we have a tarot card reader coming who's going to read me live. Well, I guess it's not live because good talk, Chris. I am Jack Skellington. I did a video on my channel for Booger because I was like, oh my God, it's our first Halloween together. I need to like come into my truest white person form and get a million costumes for her. And I saw the dog Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas and I was like, my childhood and adulthood are clashing or like colliding, not clashing. They're everything but clashing. And I was like, oh my God. And then I realized I was trying to think of something iconic to do. Like, I was going to do, a whole bunch of different things, but I figured this was so great. I have never done a bald cap before. I used liquid latex, and let me tell you, I'm doing a pretty terrible job at it. I have half of it slowly ripping off my face, and it's also pulling my face back. However, this is sadly, oh God, not the most embarrassing costume I've ever done. In fourth grade, I was Hillary Duff. And that was truly an act of bravery to do in fourth grade. I had like a cheap wig from probably like Party City. And then I had this like top from Kmart. And then I was obsessed with Pokemon. Yeah. Like I stand by that. And I had this Pokeball that would like open up and there would be a plush Pokemon inside. Well, I'll send a picture. Don't worry. It'll be up on the screen. But I had that as my boobs. I, like, opened it, and it was hinged. So it, like, made the perfect set of tits. Like, rock hard, like, solid. Like, again, solid rack. and then I showed up to fourth grade like that. And then I got what? Made fun of. I was, let's see, what else have I been? I was a cheerleader once, and that was, like, so much fun for me. I got, like, this huge curly blonde wig, and I thought I was, like, Dolly Parton or something. I was Harry Potter. Harry Potter was, like, a big one, which I know people, like, rag on millennials who like Harry Potter. Fuck you. I had a great time. But I'm actually really excited about this costume. Oh, my God. Last year, I was Jemai, and that I was really stoked about. I had not one single idea for a costume, and we were in a pandemic, but I was going over to my friend Claudia's house, and so I was like, okay, it was just like us, her, and Phineas's family. And it was just like super low key. But we still wanted to dress up. So I found this like pajama dress and a blazer. And we had these wigs from like a Big Little Lies PR box we had. And that was a really good one. So I did feel a little bit of pressure, but I think we kind of pulled through on this one. Like, I mean, wig cap falling off my head and like giving me like a whole like 10 years younger facelift aside, I think that this is a rocking costume. And the fact that Booger hates the fucking thing that goes on her head. But look at her. I will say, what a fucking ripoff. This costume was like $30. And it is a white, like, you know that fabric that all Halloween costumes are made out of? It is literally that, just a triangle of that. I'm like, what a scam. But I also found out that the nose lights up today. So you guys are getting a real exclusive look. I don't know. I think we should get into it. But before we do, I want to just shout out some more Amazon wish lists for teachers. I talked about it last episode. But I mean, I have such a respect for teachers, having been on the other side of school and being an adult now and realizing the world around me more and more. And I just feel like teachers are so undervalued, so underappreciated, so underpaid. And like, I remember for the holidays, it was like something I expected almost when I was like a young kid. It was like, the classroom needs to be decorated for, how will I know it's Christmas? And I didn't realize that that comes out of teachers' wallets. And so I think it's extremely cool for all of us to be able to come together and do actionable stuff. May not be changing the whole world, but it's changing some people's world. And I think that's the coolest thing ever. So we're going to leave some Amazon wish lists down below. I just realized that I've been talking so weird this whole episode because my ears are covered with a fucking bald cap. Like, I'm like, is something going on? Like, something doesn't feel right. And it's like, yeah, no, you have a plastic bag over your head. Sadly, not over my nose or mouth. But yeah, Amazon wish list down below. Let's go make these teachers just feel the unhinged love because I feel the love of everybody pitching in to help this set become a thing. And having bought all of this myself, bitch, I know how fucking expensive it is. So yeah, let's go show them some love. And now we've got to get into something that I am actually scared of. I wasn't scared of until Sam, the producer, texted me last night and was like, I'm scared. The voicemails. It's time for a Halloween-themed hotbox. Last episode, I said we weren't going to do it, but we were going to try and bring a storyteller on to, like, tell a really spooky, real story, but they aren't available. So we're hitting it to you guys. Yeah, I went on my Instagram and the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram, and I had you guys call in to 310-844-6459, and I wanted you guys to tell me your scary, spooky, real-life scary, spooky stories that have to do with aliens, ghosts, murderers. I mean, I hope that that's not the case, but you know what? That is spooky as shit, and I'm interested, so should we get into it? Just wanted to interrupt the Halloween special to thank one of the sponsors, which is Spotlight Oral Care. Now, if you don't know, Spotlight Oral Care was created by two Irish dentists using clinically proven vegan, cruelty-free, and clean ingredients. And what I love about it is that it's suitable for sensitive teeth, which I have, and I feel like I never can use any whitening products because my teeth are already so sensitive. But I live for this pen. Now, each Spotlight Oral Care toothpaste has active ingredients and is specifically formulated to target certain and specific dental needs. Personally, when I've used the toothpaste, I feel like my teeth just had, like, my overall mouth has, like, a deeper clean to it. I don't know how to explain it. It just hits different. Like, literally. Now, I love this pen because I definitely indulge in tea and coffee and, of course, red wine. And this really helps brighten my teeth from the stains that those leave. So Big shout out to this bitch. This pen is super easy. You just use a small amount. You leave it on for 5 minutes and then you rinse it off and you notice immediate results. Like I did, I was like, okay, TikTok was not lying. Another aspect of Spotlight Oral Care that I love is their sustainability. The toothpaste tubes are made out of a byproduct of sugarcane, which makes them 100% recyclable. The floss is made with recycled plastic bottles. And the mailers are biodegradable, so none of that shit ends up in the ocean. Now, if you want to join the Spotlight Oral Care community and get 30% off your first order, you can click the link in the description of this episode and use code ChrisK, and you will be on your way to your shiny teeth and me. Are we going to get sued for that? Probably. But truly, shiny teeth, hello. Anyways, thank you so much, Spotlight Oral Care, for sponsoring, and back to the Halloween special. Oh, wait, I need to use the headphone because I don't have headphones on this little, I almost called this a trip. I guess, honestly, if you're looking at it, it is a trip. This is the weirdest trip.
Do you think you can hear through that latex on your head?
It's working. So let's hear
it's
that first.
It's not distorted? Okay.
No.
Are you ready?
I don't know. You like freaked me out last night when you were telling me about these. So I'm.
Some of them are very scary.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it. This is going to be a...
Hi, Chris. My name is Patty.
I'm Patty.
A huge fan. But to my spooky story, I was maybe about 18, and I was staying over at my grandparents' house, specifically in what used to be my uncle's room, who passed away when he was about 4.
Oh, no.
They still keep his little toy in there. It was like a bear.
Wait, the uncle passed away at 4?
It's like, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep, you know, one of those little damn dolls. And it went off when I was staying there in the middle of the night.
No.
I just looked at it. It was just kind of creepy, and I kind of went back to sleep. And then it went off again maybe like an hour later. So I got up and took the batteries out.
No.
It was just creepy at that point.
No.
When I laid back down to sleep, like as soon as my head hit the pillow, it went off again.
I'm going
to
jump.
I just took the batteries out.
So I got
up and like started running out the room.
I'm so tense.
And as soon as I looked back, I seen this little boy like standing there, you know, holding the bear.
Stop.
So I ran into my grandparents' room, you know, hysterical, 18 years old. And
oh, girl, I'm 27
they
and
were
I'm
like, just calm down. It's your uncle. He visits sometimes. Like it was no big deal.
That's it.
They didn't even bother to tell me, you know, and they showed me a picture of him. And he was wearing the exact same clothes.
I have full body chills, and I don't know if it's because the fan is blowing up my skirt, my pants.
So creepy.
Oh.
But again, huge fan. Love you.
Thank you, Patty. Oh my God. That was like, honestly, thank God we didn't book a storyteller. Are you kidding? See, that's okay. So my grandparents, my Oma and Opa, their daughter, so my aunt, died in a car accident when she was like, I don't know, she was like an adult. Like, I knew her when I was younger. And I would always sleep when I visited them in her room. That was like her room. And I always had this fear because there were like her dolls and stuff still in there. And oh my God, I just like always felt so scared because like of that. Oh my God, I have like full fucking body chills.
And now you're giving me chills.
Oh my God. Anyways, wow. If all the rest are like that, maybe like this isn't a good idea. Like we need some maybe comic relief.
I kind of staggered some different ones in here, but
okay.
The next one is scary too.
The next one's scary too? Fuck. All of a sudden I'm like, okay, this is our first and last Halloween special.
I wanted to make it darker, but I think it's too late.
No, I think we can keep the lights on. Thank you so much for that stupid suggestion. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Hi, Chris. So I have a pretty scary story.
I already don't love the tone in your voice right now.
In December of 2019, I was house sitting for a family friend.
Oh, fuck this already.
My boyfriend and I were asleep.
Fuck this already.
And at like 2 a.m.
Nope.
Their Ring doorbell went off and it sets like a sound throughout the house.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And
no.
We were pretty freaked out. The rest of the time we stayed there, we had a steel baseball bat.
Yep.
And lo and behold, a month later, someone was arrested in that same neighborhood for coming up to people's houses, crouching down, laying next to the door, and ringing the doorbell with a, like, 9-inch knife. It was so terrifying.
I Yeah.
Read that article, because he also had a machine gun propped to his pickup truck.
What?
I think the machine gun was fake, but it was pretty fucking scary, and he was arrested, and he was apparently drunk when he was doing all of this, but really fucking creepy, and I'd never want to dox it for that person ever again.
Yeah, no.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. What the fuck?
Yeah. Knife man.
Wait, so the guy would... I mean, when I get drunk, it's like literally I like cry. Can you imagine like getting drunk and then doing that? So the guy would ring doorbells and duck?
Yeah, it sounded like he rang the doorbell and then laid on the floor with a 9-inch knife.
And then so what? Someone would open the door and he would stab them?
She didn't say that what happened.
Oh my, thank God. Thank God. I literally am never doing this again. Like, this is our one and only Halloween special. Like, I am too big of a pussy to handle any of this.
I believe that all the ones people are leaving are real.
Oh, you can hear it in their voice. This isn't, like, the secrets bullshit that we're up to normally. No, these are, like, you can feel, like, it is palpable. Whew. Is that, like, the scariest one?
Hey, BB. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I don't have the headphone up to my ear. Shit. All right. Now I do. I love that this headphone is just collecting more and more white face paint on it. It looks like a powdered donut.
Hey, BB. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to leave you this message. It's such an unremarkable ghost story and still haunts me to this day.
She's like, Tom's house is broken
into. So my dad was living with a friend of his for a short period of time in this haunted little house. And
great.
Outside of Kansas City, Missouri.
And oh my God, outside of Kansas City, Missouri, that's scary enough.
I woke up out of a dead slumber and just sensed something was going on. I
hate this.
Creeped me out. And I roll over, and next to his desk, I feel like I see something, but I don't exactly know what it is. So I roll back over, and promptly after that, I feel what feels like a finger start at the base of my spine and go up towards my neck slowly as if it is trying to sensually turn me on.
I am so tense.
I freak out.
I am clenched like my whole has never been clenched.
Panic breathe for a couple minutes and then try and see if something's there, to which I see a very vague shadow of a super tall, like 6.5, 7 foot man.
Oh my God, it's fucking Slender Man. It's fucking Slender Man.
Petrified me underneath the sheet again, and legend has it I'm still there to this day.
I didn't even hear what you said because my heart is pounding.
Got me that hard before, and I don't like when people touch my back like that, and it ruined my entire life. Okay, thank you. Bye. Love
bye.
You.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you. Okay, so I was talking shocker during a part of that. Was it a prank?
It was a ghost.
I thought it was, but I thought I missed something where she was like, they got me so good. Oh, the ghost got her so good. Got it. Okay. I mean, any spirits in this room, I love you. And just don't finger my back, please. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I just can't. Like, this is why I don't watch, like, I watch Silence of the Lambs on edit, like, so high. And I was laughing. And that's the only way I can do scary shit. Like, I want to. I watch La Llorona. Yo, fuck. I watched La Llorona, which is like a horror movie kind of thing. And the way I watched it was at my old house. We hung a sheet from like the outside and we put air mattresses in the pool and we like put a projector in. There's a whole pool scene in that movie where she like pulls them into. I mean, it was pitch black. I fucking am like not meant for this life. I swear to God, I'm not meant for their life. I'm not meant for just any of the lives, any of the stages of life. Like, this is too much for me. Like, I don't even know what I'm more scared of, like ghosts or like murderers. Because like to me, they're both terrifying. What? Do these get easier? I like really, I can't. Like, can you imagine if the lights were low? I would be a bastard. Don't fucking do that. I saw you give the look to turn down the lights, you psychopath.
Hi, Chris. Hey. So here's a little story, a little spooky story about when I grew up in my house haunted as shit.
Great.
House that I grew up in before my parents got divorced. But we used to use Ouija boards. I know. Don't use them. Don't recommend using them.
Yeah, I don't get why people use them.
We used to use Ouija boards all the time when we were kids. And we were using one in my bedroom once. And we were sitting on the bed. We were like, show us a sign that you're here, because nothing was happening on the board. My closet door flung open off the hinge. It was one of those closet doors that like slides open.
Off the hinge? Do you mean like unhinged?
Opened, like open, like you would pull a door open, like it flew open, broke off the hinge and everything. That was the last time we used the Ouija board. We said goodbye. We disposed of the Ouija board. That was the last time we ever fucked with that shit. A lot of other shit happened in that house, but that's the most time that I recall. So.
Thank you so much. That one is like, I'm just like literally trying to cope with all of this by like making jokes through it. People are gonna be like, can you shut up and let us hear the stories? And I'm like, nope. Wow. Yeah, that's why I want to do a Ouija board so fucking bad, because like, wow, what's like, it's like one of those TikTok things. You're like, is that real? I'm like, that is no way. No fucking way. No fucking way.
I'm scared of them too.
I just think that is like asking for like, I just feel like I've seen enough fucking horror movies and I know I have common sense. I don't even know that much. God, that is crazy. People who do Ouija. Oh my God. And then in their own house, like fuck up someone else's house. Like don't open the box in mine. No way. Is this the last one?
There's one more. Yes.
Okay. Is this like the worst one? I think the murder one was like probably the worst.
This one surprised me.
Ooh. Okay. Come on. Okay.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I'm going to tell you a story.
I love
about
this person's
my,
like, energy already.
Get ready for it. Cousin's step-sister-in-law. Once upon a time, she was house-sitting a house for her best friend's family. And she...
It's always when you're house-sitting.
Eventually went home, blah, 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 after she did all her house-sitting duties, made sure it didn't burn down, fucking wash dishes, whatever you have to do when you house-sit. And she was eventually questioned by the FBI after that, and it came to light that she was not only house-sitting, but kind of watching over a dead body. She was watching one of Israel Keyes, the serial killer. If you don't know him, look him up. He's done some crazy shit. He's buried kill buckets around the country. So when he went on vacations or business trips, he could just randomly pick out someone and kill them. Fucking great. Anyways, she was questioned and she was fine. She didn't know or anything. And... yeah, fucking crazy shit. That's all I got for you. Okay, bye.
Yeah, wait. Oh my God, I have approximately 570 questions. So there was a dead body in the house that she was house sitting?
Yeah.
And it was from the serial killer?
That's what she said.
I literally want to die. Like literally, I am begging for death. That is horrifying.
What about the phrase kill bucket?
Wait, that was literally the next thing on the tip of my bald head. What does that mean? Like, what is a kill bucket? Is it like a hole in the ground that you just like open the lid and throw a body in?
I don't know. It sounded like he had buckets everywhere so he could go killing whenever he wanted. I have no idea.
I'm like, but what do you do with a bucket? How does that, like, this is how I could just never be a serial killer, besides the fact that I would be so scared of getting caught. I would just literally, like, I don't know what a bucket does in this scenario. Can you imagine house sitting and then you find out a dead body has been in that house? Did the owners of the house know that a dead body was in that house? Like, the people who she's house sitting for. They were just like, hey, come over, wash our dishes, make sure it doesn't burn down. There's a fucking body in the basement. I have so many questions for everybody who called in that we heard. Can't believe we almost hired a fucking storyteller. Are you kidding? I am shook. Are you going to say something?
Yeah, I'm thinking the kill bucket might be like the murder weapon. Like a kill bucket.
I'm gonna pretend you didn't say anything. We're gonna move on to like a much happier topic, which is trick or treating. It's something that I, as I've talked about quite frequently, think should be more commonly accepted for adults to do. There, said it. Also, because people in the last episode had similar stories that I had of buying a ton of candy and not getting a single kid. So, do kids just not trick or treat anymore?
Not getting a kid.
What?
Oh, okay. So I was laughing at the way you said it.
I can barely hear fucking anything. Got it. Okay. Ooh. So I thought I would do like a little a Halloween themed ranking, but the ranking is going to be either trick or treat. We got a bunch of like fall themed, Halloween themed. It's not like there's one that's like a Reese's pumpkin. I'm pretty sure it's going to taste like the Reese like Easter egg or whatever. It's just, but it's like a shape like a pumpkin, but everything else is like pumpkin flavored or fall or I guess there's candy corn too. Just shit that has to do with the holiday. You know, it's not just going to be like a Twix bar. Although, thought about just buying Twix bars. Okay, the first one we have is this. I did not know this existed. And then I was in Target and I was like, hold the phone up. Kit Kat pumpkin pie. That to me is kind of a hot take. I was specifically looking for the orange Kit Kats because those taste different than normal Kit Kats and I live for them, but I couldn't because all they had were pumpkin pies. So we're going to put these, we're going to see what's going on with these. Oh, okay. These are orange. Are they always pumpkin pie then? Okay, wait. Oopsies. Should not have knocked it till I tried it. Oh my God. This is a treat. This is a treat. A delight, some might even say. Oh, wow. That is gluten and dairy. Oh, baby, we hit the jackpot. Yeah, oh, my God. I'm going to have to go to Target and get so many more of these. Oh, my God. I don't know why I was expecting them to be bad. It just didn't seem like something that made sense. I don't know. Wow.
Do you think it tastes like pumpkin pie?
No. I mean, I think it tastes like, honestly, like a gingerbread.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, gingerbread vibes from this. But it's orange, so it's, of course, pumpkin pie. I'm going to say that's a treat, though. Bitch, that's a snack. All right, the next thing we have are Dove white chocolate pumpkin pie with graham-flavored crisps. Let's see what's going on. I've never heard of these either. I know Dove chocolate isn't, like, I kind of associate Dove chocolate with, like, Christmas and, like, Valentine's Day. Okay, there's clumps of, oh, and it comes with like a fortune. Is anything better than autumn date? Okay, that's terrible. I'm gonna say, I'm so sorry for the mouth noises. I can see it on Sam's face. To me, I'm like, I'd rather give audio than like dead silence, but I think everyone's like, please silence. That was like good. But it just tasted like white chocolate with crumbs in it. So I'm going to say that that was a trick. I don't. Oh, my God. I thought one of these was 170 calories. I was like, it's seven of them. So we're good. Okay. Next up we have, ugh. These I only associate them with Halloween. Caramel apple pops. I was never big on these as a kid because I wasn't like really into caramel or caramel. How do you guys say it? Caramel or
caramel.
Caramel. Or caramel. How do you say it? Let us know. I almost said caramel, so I'm super wrong.
So you've never had this?
I don't, like, I never, like, I always, like, tried to barter them for, like, better shit. I was like, I'll give you four candle apple pops or whatever. Oh, this tastes like one of those grandma, like, candies, those caramel chews. Caramel? What are they?
Yeah, like caramel. I don't know how to say
it. Yeah, I don't either. Now I'm self-conscious every time I say caramel or caramel, however you fucking say it. I know people are going to be like, that's wrong. Yeah, wow, that noise was crazy. Okay, this is, I can't tell. This is like an in-between, honestly, because like it tastes like those caramel little oval things, but then it has like a Jolly Rancher like sour apple lollipop in the center, and I kind of love it. Like, it's weird. But, like, so am I. I'm going to say that this is, like, I don't, like, we need an in-between, like, a trick, a treat, or a, fuck it. I'm going to say treat. I'm into this. So there, now everyone waiting for my verdict.
But, see, that, I think it's tricky because when you eat the whole one of those, like, do you guys know what I'm talking about? It always gets in your teeth, those kinds.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky
idea. But it tastes good. I'm doing it based off of taste, and I didn't really get anything stuck in my teeth because I just took a lick. So, all right, the next thing we have are the Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins. Now, these, I was like a huge candy corn addict when I was younger, and then I grew up and I was like, Chris, what are you doing? But the pumpkins, I always fucked with so hard. And these, I mean, look at how cute that is. Are you kidding? All right. I mean, that, ooh, God, it's just so much sugar. Wow, I just sounded like a chain smoker. Ooh, like, I want to say that this is a treat for nostalgia reasons. But, like, one of these, and I'm like, okay, that's a lot. Ah, that's a lot. Wow. I'm going to say trick. I just am not into it. It's, I mean, we all know what they taste like. Okay, we have a few drinks as well. I was going to get some of the Starbucks ones, but they would all be treats because I order them. Except the pumpkin spice latte. What the fuck? That was awful. I got it recently. So bad. I think I've already talked about it on this podcast. This is the Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin Spicy Release. You're nodding. Have you had this?
Did you say spicy?
It says special release, but it's crossed out and says spicy.
I see.
If it's like a spicy pumpkin beer, I'm going to vomit. And it's also like room temp, so. Oh, okay. Honestly, ooh. Ooh, the spice at the end. Ugh. Oh, my God. Ugh. I was going to give this a treat until that spice at the end. It's just unnecessary. But, like, beforehand, damn, that was a serve. I miss beer because, obviously, there's gluten in it. But, wow, oh, my God, that tasted like a good-ass beer until the spice. Why do they have to do that? That's a trick. They tricked me. They literally tricked. I'm hoodwinked. Next up, oh, this is what I'm talking about. Well, this is what I was talking about, literally. The Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkin. It's just honestly, I know these from Easter because, like, they have, like, the eggs. But it's just, like, a lot of peanut butter. Oh, they're kind of melted, too. Wow, that is disappointing. Okay. It literally just looks like a fat shit. There's supposed to be, like, a pumpkin decal. Like, all right, well. Oh, my God. I mean, that was a treat. We've got to give something to our audio-only people. Come on. Yeah, I mean, that's delightful. I could eat 900. Reese's are just, mwah. Do these have gluten? I still don't even really know what gluten is, but, like, I know my body rejects it. And then we have the white chocolate ones. I've never had a white chocolate Oreo. Reese's, sorry, I'm thinking about Oreos, okay? Oh my God, wait, we have Oreos coming up. Oh my God. Wait, this is fucking false-ass advertising. There is a jack-o'-lantern on the front. You see that? We see that? These don't have faces. This is just a fat white shit. It's like literally a fucking turd.
A ghost.
Yeah, they should have just made a ghost or something. Whoa. Reese cups with white chocolate? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Reese cups.
What is it? Reese's? What are you all making fun of me about, you bitches? You fuck. The scariest thing about this episode is the shit you're talking. I'm just going to enjoy my white chocolate Reese's cup. Oh. This has, like, been the biggest treat out of today. Oh. My God, this is exactly like getting home after trick-or-treating and you inhale all your candy and you feel so ill. That is exactly how I feel right now. Okay, next up, we have, this one I'm, like, honestly offended by. Jet Puffed Pumpkin Spice Marshmallows. And I thought if anybody was going to do pumpkin spice marshmallows, Starbucks would have already been doing it. So this is, oh my God, they're, like, brown. I mean, the color of brown is stunning, not for a marshmallow. Like, it kind of looks like skin. No, like, I'm not kidding. Like, if you look up close, it looks like ashy, like, you need to, like, get lotion. Like, dry, like, my hand. It literally looks like my hand. Ew. I was like, wow, I taste nothing, and all of a sudden, baby wipe. Oh my God, this is just bad. Like, okay. Honestly, if you just think about a Home Goods during, like, a Home Goods candle aisle in the middle of fall, That's exactly what it tastes like. It is like the faintest hint of like pumpkin, you know? That's a trick. That's a fucking scam, honestly. That's a full fucking scam. Oh, these I'm excited for. These are chewy. Ugh. These are granola bars? I thought these were Rice Krispies. Ah! This is already a trick, mostly because I'm a fucking idiot. They're, ugh. Halloween minis, chocolate chip. I'm eating a fucking Quaker granola bar. Like, tell me that this doesn't look like a Rice Krispies. What the fucking hell just popped off? Oh, it's like up my anus. Oh, shit. I don't know, guys. Okay, there's a lot happening. Yeah, it's, I think it's just a granola bar with orange sprinkles on it. So, oh my God, that brings back like trauma. Eating these like literally just reminds me of being in third grade again. Like trauma, like literal, the taste of trauma. Quaker chewy. Okay, that's a trick. That's a huge fuck. That's a scam. Honey, that's a scam. This next one. Apple cider donut Oreos. Did not know that this was a thing. I grew up on the East Coast where apple picking was like something I did. They would always have apple cider donuts and I never fully appreciated them while I had them. They are everything and more. But I get hesitant with these Oreo flavors because like it's an Oreo. Obviously. But like how much can you actually do with cookie and frosting? Anyways, that's my hypothesis. But let's get into, wow, this is just, it's all the same color. It's like the filling is the same color as the cookie. Ooh. Oh, okay. Oreo, I talked a lot of shit. That, oh, oh my God. Hi, Oreo. I'm going to need gluten-free versions of these yesterday. This is phenomenal. Like, I'm shook.
What is the flavor again?
Apple cider donut. And it tastes like a motherfucking apple cider donut. I am shook. I am shook. I can't eat more of these because I will actually have, like, a fucking heart attack. But, ugh, this is the part I'm dreading. Okay. Oh, we have a runner. So the next thing, and this one, my roommate Andrew brought home. He brought a pack of Bud Light seltzers, but it's for autumn theme. And these are the flavors. Are you ready for this? Bud Light seltzer, remind you, seltzer, toasted marshmallow, maple pear, pumpkin spice, seltzer, and apple crisp. Highest hope is for apple crisp. I have a feeling that we might actually need a bag at the ready for the marshmallow one because I don't do well with, like, the sweet drinks and stuff. Like the sweet flavored shit that's not, like, I'll just tell. Senior year of high school, New Year's, my friend was having a party in their basement, and I was, like, never, I was never really, like, a partier. Like, I did, like, the after theater, like, after the after show, like, what are the cast parties? And like, I would drink there, but like, I wasn't invited to parties and shit. Oh, hi, Booker. I forgot you were there. I'm busy getting diabetes. But so I was like drunk and someone gave me a marshmallow vodka shot. And I mean, I have the exact same feeling in my stomach as when I took the shot. I projectile vomited upon impact. So anyways, that's my past. Should we just get that one out of the way? I'm going to start with the pumpkin one. The pumpkin spice Bud Light seltzer. Let's see how... I just have a million and a half questions. The first one being, why? They have so many good flavors. Why? Pumpkin? Pumpkin spice. Ooh, I just smelled it and it is not... I do not like what I smelled. Oh. Oh my God. Yeah, that is exact... It is like bubbly pumpkin pie. That is repulsive. Like, I guess that's drinkable. Like, it's not, it's just off-putting. It's not like bad per se. It's just off-putting. The pumpkin spice, I'm going to say, is a trick. That just should never have happened. I mean, none of these should have ever happened. I'm going to get the marshmallow one out of the way because now I'm scared. Like, I thought I was going to be scared of the tarot card reader we have coming later. No, honey. Oh, this smells like buttered popcorn, like jelly bean. Ugh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the toasted marshmallow. Ugh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ooh. That is... Ooh. That, I mean, I might actually file a lawsuit for this. That is... That's unhinged. That is disgusting and foul. Like, I'm thinking, like, okay, if these were coffees, they'd be phenomenal. As bubbly alcoholic drinks? Is this what we've become as a human race? Oh, God, it turned out there is a rant in this episode. Okay, next we're doing maple pear. Why are we doing sweet flavors in seltzer? I'm just, like, exploding with anger at this point. And also just... Oh, God. Ugh. Oh, my God. I wish... I mean, truly, I wish everyone could smell these as I smell them. Because I'm not... I don't feel like I'm being dramatic. This feels like a hate crime. Maple pear. Oh, dear God. Ah. That one was probably... Ah. That one is probably the least brutal. But that's not saying, like, anything. That was just all maple. There was not a single drop of pear in there. Oh, my God. I mean, I guess they called it maple pear because they can't just call it a maple seltzer. Okay, lastly, we have apple crisp. And I mean, the bar is so fucking low at this point that, like, this one. Okay, see, work. This smells like a drink. It smells like apple cider. Still shouldn't be a thing. But, like, yeah, these are all tricks. These are all scams. These are all these should have all only made it to, like, the product trying room. And then everyone should have thrown them out and said, we're still Bud Light. We will make money this holiday season. Like, I don't. And I think the worst part about it, the box was called, like, the flannel pack. Oh. Yeah. I hope everybody heard the groans everyone just let out. I hope you fucking groaned if you're listening or watching this. Oh, and then last up, we have candy corn. How original. God, I mean, I feel so fucking gross right now. My body feels like a... feels like a pillowcase full of Halloween candy. I don't feel good. Like, I don't feel like a plastic bag. No, oh, booger. No, 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 no. All right, candy corn. Yep. Oh, my God, it's worse than the pumpkins. Oh. It's just so sweet. It is, like, literally sugar that has been dyed 3 different colors. Pressed together in a fucking triangle. But did you guys ever make the fangs when you were younger? And you go, is it working? Yeah. Do I look good? Do I look pretty? Anyways. Yeah, that was the rank. That was a fever dream. I feel so ill after that. And now I have to sit through a tarot card reading. What is it going to... You're going to die after this. And I'm like, yeah, no, that adds up. That fucking adds up. I guess first, before she gets here, I should learn what tarot card reading is. But nah, let's just jump right into it. And yeah, I'm sorry. I don't even know what to... There has... I think we need to take a hot break before... Like, I feel so off. My body is like, what the fuck just happened? My head is being stretched back because of this fucking bald cap. My stomach is ready to, like, go on strike. My whole body's honestly about to. Alrighty, yeah, I don't know what is going on, but we're going to throw this to commercial real quick, and then we will be back with the tarot card reader, so I have to go throw up.
Boo!
Just kidding. I want to thank another sponsor of the Halloween special, which is Helix Sleep, and if you guys know, we have worked extensively with Helix Sleep before. Helix is a premium mattress in a box company that you take a 2-minute super easy quiz so they can understand all your different preferences, and they ship the mattress right to your door. That is right. No weird mattress stores on a street you've never been on. Truly though, oh my God, mattress stores are fucking crazy. What even goes on there? Speaking of the easy 2-minute quiz they have you take to match you up with the perfect mattress, when I took it, I put in that I was a side sleeper, I like medium firmness, and I want a king bed. And that's what I was looking for, and I got the Midnight Luxe, and I have never looked back. Everybody is different and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models as well to choose from. They have soft, medium, firm. They've got mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattresses great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains. They truly have it all. Now, if you don't want to have any spooky Halloween nightmares, Helix is offering our listeners up to $200 off your mattress plus two free pillows when you go to helixsleep.com/Chris Clemens. There you'll take the easy 2-minute quiz. They'll match you with a mattress and then that mattress will come to your door. Now, I understand if you're hesitant about buying a mattress off the internet, but they have a 10-year warranty and a 100-night sleep trial. And if you don't end up liking it, they will literally take it back for free. You don't have to go anywhere. Once again, not to a weird mattress store. What a relief. So yeah, thank you once again, Helix Sleep. And let's get back into the episode.
I don't know what that hand gesture was, but let's just go with it.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
So now we've gotten to the part of the Halloween special that I am probably the most nervous for, and we have a tarot card reader. Grace is here.
Hello.
And I've gotten my tarot read. I've gotten a reading once, and it was at like some influencer event. So like, I don't know how accurate it was, but I like, tell me, I don't understand any of this. Like, I don't know, like, what is a tarot reading supposed to?
Well, there's different ways, you know, different things you can get out of a tarot reading. So, the way I like to do it personally is I tend to stay away from like the more predictive aspects of tarot readings. So I'm not going to like be like telling you, oh, on July 14th in 2023, you're going to, you know,
like die. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's definitely what I was expecting. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah. I kind of like to think of tarot as like a picture book for the mind. So it kind of reflects like what's going on internally. And then you can kind of see a picture and then it tells a story. So
oh, this is gonna be just such a sad story. Okay, let's see what's inside.
All right, cool.
What do I have to do? Like, what, how did you get into this? Are you like a witch? Is that a term? Is that offensive? Oh my god, is that rude?
Oh no, no, you're okay. Fine.
I'm like, shit, am I canceled in the witch community? Fuck. Those are the people I don't want to fuck with.
No, I'm semi out as a witch. So there are certain people who know what I do, and then there's others like that don't know at all. So
oh well, good thing this is just going on the internet.
Yeah, right. Now so, everyone knows. Hey.
Oopsies. Oh, so you can be outed as a witch?
Yeah, and I was out at a friend's birthday party last week.
Oh my god. And now you're outed this week on a B-minus podcast. Shit, that is so upsetting. Boogers, she's like, I'm calling it a day. She's like, my future is over there. Okay, so I am so sorry.
Oh, no,
already.
No, no worries.
We're already off to just an awful start. Go, Chris. I'm sorry, Jack Skellington. Okay, so just you tell me what to do and I'll follow.
Booger, no,
what are you fucking doing? Get up. Come on.
She's
strictly leaving. She doesn't give a fuck. She's like, yeah, no, that's cute. I'm glad that you're like doing a reading. I'm not. I'm snoozing. Booger, you got it. Whatever. She's going to do whatever she wants.
Okay, cool. So in any case, I've been doing tarot for a really long time. So I got into it when I was 14.
How old are you now? That's rude. I mean, I haven't talked to people in so fucking long. This is depressing. Jesus Christ. I'm like, you're a witch. How old are you?
I'm a millennial. So.
Got it. Okay, same. That's perfect.
Yeah, so we just leave it there. But then, like, you know, because when I was a kid, you know, when The Craft and Sabrina, Charmed, all that stuff was so in. And then, so I went to the one crystal shop in Northern Virginia. And they just...
Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so... it's a good area. Hi.
Booger's just like really scoping out our new friend.
I know.
Okay, Boog, come on.
Okay.
All right, let's just get into it.
All right, cool. So
what do you need from me?
All right. So the way I like to do this is I like for people that I read for to connect with the deck they want to, use for the readings. So I'm going to have you pick one of these two decks.
I'm definitely going to go with the plaid one because that one does not seem as scary. That other one has like pictures of like crows and shit. And I'm like, I don't know if, can we do both?
I mean,
it's okay. No, we'll stick with the one I said.
We'll stick with the,
we'll stick with the plaid.
We'll go with the plaid. Anyways, so what I'm going to
have. What's the difference between the two? Is there one?
Not really. It's more just.
The pictures?
Yeah, it's more just like the images. So this is your kind of basic tarot.
And that's kind of why I picked it. I was like, okay, yeah. That seems more.
And this is more for your goth kids.
Got okay, come on. You should have hit me in high school or middle school.
Hi.
All right, bug. Can someone get Booger? What a nightmare. Booger, come on. Get up. Get up. Get up, you freak of the week. Come here, Bug. So we just cut really quick because Booger needed to get back on the couch because this is her world and we are just living in it. But okay, we're about to get into the tarot.
All right.
Reading.
Awesome. So, I'm so nervous. You can either have a specific topic you want in mind or you can have just a general reading.
Which would you say is better?
In this case,
like, I'm like fully putting everything in your hands. Like, you tell me what you think.
All right.
You're like, just shut the fuck up.
We'll do like a general kind of reading for you.
Okay.
And so I'm going to have you just shuffle the cards.
Okay.
And just clear your mind.
This Jack Skellington costume is not meant for people my size. And I'm not even. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what I meant by that. I know people are going to misconstrue that one. Whoopsies. It's just very tight. It's hard to reach. Can I shuffle like any way I want?
Yeah. Any way.
Okay. So we're just. Okay, well, that didn't shuffle anything, so at least you guys got some, like, Las Vegas ASMR out of that. Oh, my God. It's like I've never seen a deck of cards before. It's, like, the struggle I'm having trying to shuffle these. These are bigger, though, I will say, than, like, a normal. So is the shuffle, like, what really... This is, like, me putting my spirit into the cards?
Yeah, your energy, your intention. Energy. Yeah, energy. It's
right.
A good way.
I've got to have better intentions than what I'm thinking. I'm like, I just want this balloon off my fucking head. maybe one day I'll be free. Okay, there we go.
Awesome.
That was me. Cool. Not fapping. I was just hitting the deck. Booger, what are we going to get? Me acting right. Like it's Christmas morning. I'm like.
Now pick three cards.
Okay. I'm going to pick this one. This one, and you know what? That one.
All right.
I have picked my three cards. I think my Jack Skellington bow tie definitely hit the microphone. Oh, Booger. No. You can't chew on your costume. That is expensive for what it is. All right.
So, first of all, so the bottom of the deck energy, and this is the card that sort of defines the reading and what the theme of the reading is. Uh-huh. And you got the Ten of Wands. And so.
It's like a guy. Pushing, what is that?
So basically you see a person carrying a bundle of sticks or a bundle of wands and they seem to be struggling with it physically.
Oh God, I'm gonna start crying. I am struggling.
But there's the same time, it's there's kind of an image of them, like it's like they've done their work, they've collected their sticks, they've, you know, did all their good work, and now they're taking it to the market just to be done with it. So
we're
it's like
taking the itty bitty piggy to the market,
pretty much. Yeah. And so what this kind of tells me, and tens also indicate completion or completing of a cycle, so what this tells me is that there may be a theme of you completing something, especially something you may have been working on, but whatever that thing is may have been feeling burdensome. You might be feeling weighed down by it now, so it's like
start crying. Part two.
So then, like, and what this does is it gets you ready for the next thing. So you're like, okay, I've done so much work, but now it's getting to the point where like it's gotten burdensome, so I'm just gonna let it go.
Okay, so this is a positive?
So yeah, this is more just like you're letting something that may have been weighing down on you, you're letting it go. You're
okay.
Leaving it behind. So.
Heck, now I'm trying to think of what that is.
And that's what these other three cards would end up telling you. So This is just a simple spread, three cards. And
is this normal, three cards?
Yes, it really, this is a really great way to start out. Like if you're not like, you know, you just want to do a short reading or you haven't had your cards done before and aren't ready to go do a full on reading.
Yeah, no, I'm ready. Let's do it.
So we can do this. So we'll see. Ooh, interesting.
We have like a compass.
Past.
I'm just trying to describe them for the people who are listening. And then like some guy in a dope outfit.
Okay.
Maybe that's a woman. I can't really tell.
I'm doing a simple past, present.
All I see is a card called The Hermit. And I'm like, okay, that's a little real.
So you, for your, in the past, and this is the recent past, you have the Wheel of Fortune. So I'll show you this to you. And this is kind of what it looks like.
Okay.
And what this card tells me is in the recent past, you may have either completed a big cycle, which kind of then ends up being tied to this card too, because it's also a card about completion and then laying down your burdens after that. Interesting as well. And I'll get into the numbers, but...
This is fascinating. I am like consumed.
And what this also means too is that you may have also decided to break a cycle or stop a cycle. So sometimes when I see this in the recent past, it means like you may have like decided to stop a bad habit or to stop some kind of pattern. So it could be like you decide to finally not text your ex anymore, or you know,
I've
like
never had an ex, so thank God I don't have to deal with that.
Or
oh my
know.
God, are you my therapist? Because literally I was just talking about this yesterday of how I'm like trying to break my mental bad habits. So
yeah, and
I would do that, but I don't have an ear today.
And so now we come to the present time. So this is right now.
That is the present. I'm in black and white stripes. That's fucked up. That's fucking crazy. It's a dude in black and white stripes, and yeah. I am, that's crazy.
So this is what it looks like. He's kind of wearing this.
She's like, and it means you're dying tomorrow. I'm like, how cool is that?
Oh man. Man, I was like, that's like, if that would suck if that's like your only superpower is to like tell when people die.
I know. Do you get that a lot? Like dumb people like me being like, so when am I going to die?
I've gotten more like, I've actually gotten a lot of like, is my ex gonna come back, or like they haven't called me, or like they haven't talked to
That's
me,
where I'm just
are they
like,
into
girl,
me?
Get I'm a
like,
therapist.
yeah, I've gotten that too, or they've been like, yeah, this person told me they're not interested in me, but are they interested in me? I was like,
So they said no, so I'm gonna go with no. That has nothing to do with my abilities. It's just common sense.
Yeah, I was like, well, I think they just told you how they felt. So
I don't think you need my help.
Yeah.
So what is the present saying?
So you have the Nine of Cups, which talks about being in a place. Well, there's a couple of things. So the first thing this comes up for me is entertainment. So this figure is being entertained. They are the center of attention, too.
Which is weird because I think people always think I want to be, but I love not being the center of attention.
Oh, yeah.
As I cut you off. Yeah. Go me. I'm killing it. Fuck this.
And also Nine of Pentacles talks about feeling emotional satisfaction. So you might be feeling in a place right now where, you know, maybe especially in terms of like where you are at in career wise or something, you might be feeling, you're feeling good, you know.
Like, oh, God. Right. No, I cry every day about it. My manager is sitting there and he's like, yeah. Stop. Don't talk.
But also, like, it also is a card of doing well as well. So, like, other, you know, even though, you know, relatively speaking, you may not feel like you're in a good spot, but, like, relatively speaking, you're doing pretty well. Like,
okay. Yeah, I'm working on it. We're working on it. I really feel like I'm making progress.
Yeah, and the nine, and the thing about the number nine, too, is that number nine is all about compromise, but then also kind of then taking stock into where we're still, like, struggling and everything, too. So it's all about kind of correcting that, because it's, like, the number before the completion. So it's
got
like
it. So 10 is a completion.
Yeah.
Does this deck go from like 1 to 10?
So
or is that not even a thing?
And with this deck and everything, so the way the tarot is broken down too is you have the 22 major arcana cards, which are these big theme cards. So any cards that say like the Wheel of Fortune, Strength, Hermit, that's going to be your major arcanas, and that describes like the major themes of your life. But then these smaller ones, and they're divided into suits like playing cards.
Got it. Okay.
And so you have Wands, Pentacles, Cups, and Swords, and that's they're counted like numerically, they counted like playing cards. So you have Ace through 10.
Got it.
Plus 4 court cards: Page, Knights, Queens, and Kings.
I'm nodding. I like this is not even going in one ear because once again it's blocked by like a giant head condom. But like, okay,
and,
I kind of get it.
Yeah, and the smaller cards, like the minor arcana cards, they kind of tell you more of like the day-to-day actions, day-to-day lives. They depict more like mundane sort of things, whereas the major arcanas depict like major life themes.
Got
so
it.
They're like
okay.
Archetypes. So
gotcha.
Yeah, and then so now in the future, or at least the coming
future. The Hermit's the future. shit.
So the hermit is...
she goes, yeah.
It's interesting because actually the hermit is probably one of a card that I actually like seeing coming up in a reading because it's all about taking time to yourself, going within, delving deep into your subconscious or psyche, if that's how you want to look at it. The hermit, it actually, if you... Does anyone here like know... Have you listened to Led Zeppelin or heard of like seen...
No, I was like more of like a Hillary Duff Disney Channel kind of person. So no, I was never really a Led Zeppelin person.
But anyone who like does listen to Led Zeppelin, their the cover of one of their albums is the Hermit.
Oh.
So
that's something.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were definitely into all this. But basically, the Hermit's all about, and it's associated with the sign of Virgo. And so it's basically taking on that Virgo energy. So basically, the Hermit is all. So maybe in the future, you might be focusing more on like just yourself, like maybe focusing more on your personal well-being. So what does that mean? Like, what does it mean in day-to-day life? What does that look like? And the Hermit, too, is also a solitary journey. So not saying that you're going to be alone, but in terms of like the way you care for yourself, that's ultimately fundamentally something we do by ourselves.
Yeah.
And that is like really kind of an internal process. So wow. It's like, you know, we see you see the product, you see the final product and everything, but we don't see what goes into that.
Okay, I do though, because I'm a hermit forever. Got it.
And you know, last year was the year of the hermit because we were all in our homes, stuck and everything.
But apparently I'm really running with that. I'm like, let's do it 365 for the rest of time.
Now the next thing I wanted to bring up too was the colors, or not the colors, the numbers that came up.
I was gonna say the color palette's gorgeous.
Well, they're always gonna be gorgeous with these. So you have 2 10s and 2 9s. So that kind of tells me this too. So if I see, for example, and different numbers or like the same number coming up multiple times, like, you know, 2 10s, 2 9s, 2 5s.
Am I powerful for that?
it means that like that number theme is also coming up. So what I'm seeing here for you is that 2 10s are coming up. So completion, completing something, putting something away, letting it go, almost like closing a chapter of one part of your life and then moving on into the next.
Okay.
And 9s too, that's also more of a solitary, independent number. So you might be kind of then cultivating a sense of more independence.
Oh my God, I am literally, like, I've realized that I have a roommate and we've lived together for like 4 years. And I've realized that we've become so dependent on like, oh, what are you doing? Oh my God, do you want to come? And it's like, I used to be so independent and I'm trying to get that back. So like the hermit might not be more so like you're going to be alone, you fucking loser. It's going to be more like you are independent.
Yeah. Like, okay. Exactly. It's more like.
Oh, I love this. See, look at look at this. I'm being positive now.
Yeah. And this is how like tarot can like definitely help in like day to day lives and everything.
Yeah. Wow.
It's definitely helped me through anxiety and like depression, which I
can know. You read yourself?
Yes, you can. And with that, though, what I like to do is I like to do one card a day because it just kind of gives me like a general feeling and general outlook for something. So, for example, if I were to draw like, let's say, the next card that came up for me was a death card. So like this is for
better you than me.
But this comes to the point where it's like
that comes up, what is that like, let's end the charade now?
Oh, this is, so when this comes up, this talks about transition and change. So I actually like it when this card comes up because that means I'm in a period where I'm like, even though things might seem scary, at least things are moving along. If it comes up like this, this is where I don't like it because this means
upside down.
Yeah. This means stagnation. This means like pause, like, you know, things aren't moving along. So, yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, wow.
But yeah, death is actually one of the least scary cards in the deck because it's interesting because in the tarot deck, death is not the last card. It's in the middle of the progression of the major arcanas from 0 to 22. So, and death is not the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. So is this like, I don't know. I have to quantify everything. So is this like a good reading? Is this like...
Actually, overall...
Is there a such thing as a bad reading?
Honestly, I don't...
Sorry, I have like 1,010 questions.
No worries about it. I actually teach a course on tarot as well, so...
Stop. Oh my God, literally. Look who's going back to school.
So I don't really like to think of readings as being good or bad. Okay. They just kind of show different, like,
it's like my fourth aspects.
Aspects. I mean, I would say there are readings that are definitely difficult.
Got it.
Especially if the person's like talking about a difficult subject matter. I've had readings, you know, where the person was dealing with like, you know, court cases, like divorce, even
I got called for jury duty, but I put that shit off way. I was like, yeah. Next one. Yeah. Next month. Next yeah. month. Next month. Yeah. And I was like, that feels far away enough.
Yeah.
It's going to be here like tomorrow, I feel.
Right.
The next card, jury duty.
Justice. But yeah, no, I and so, and then some readings, they'll kind of just be more affirming. So like the person already kind of knows like what their answer is, but the cards just kind of affirm that they're on the right track or.
Oh my God. Wow. That's how I feel about this. I'm like, I don't know if it's the right track, but I'm definitely on the same track as this little reading. This yeah. little reading sounded so condescending. I just meant like this, I was going to say storyboard, and then I was like, is that offensive? Oh, Chris, why are we still doing the podcast? That's what everyone's wondering.
Well, actually, describing like a storyboard is actually not inaccurate. Like the way you see the read. I read tarot.
Here's my redemption arc. Here we go.
Because really what tarot is telling a story, like a progression. Yeah. And, you know, so you have like a starting point and then you have an ending point. And then also, too, I kind of think tarot is like is as if it's like a what if machine. So like, you know, what if this, you know, then you can kind of see the outcome, but it's not written in stone.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's on paper.
Yeah. Got yeah. it. So yeah. you can. Yeah.
Love. Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
This was like, I mean, this was everything. What a perfect end to the Halloween special. Do you have anywhere you want to plug yourself or?
Yeah. So I'm on Instagram and TikTok, and I am under the handle Eternal_Magic. So it's Eternal_Magic, and magic is spelled M-A-G-I-C-K.
Okay. Awesome. Oh, my God. Guys, go hit up Grace on Instagram and TikTok. And thanks again for being here. And I hope you guys enjoyed this little unhinged Halloween special. I had such a great time. I want to thank everybody on the Unhinged team who like helped make all of this possible. I was like kind of a nut job with my like bald cap flying off my head. But we did it. And yeah, make sure to review this episode and rate it on Apple Podcasts. God, we were doing so well. And then just I continue to keep talking. And subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch this episode and you didn't, you can go to youtube.com/Chris. And yeah, have a happy and safe Halloween. And don't take edibles from strangers unless you saw them open the package. In that case, grab some for me. Happy Halloween. Love y'all. Woo! We did it! Booger's still asleep. She's like, all right, Dad, can you stop looking like the way you do? And can we go home?